step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Welcome back to The Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
Final hour of The Speakeasy for today, Tuesday, January 24th. The Ben and Skin Show with Christina and Groobs as well, warming up in the bullpen. They'll come in and do their 11 to 3 shift as they always do. 3 to 7, The Downbeat. Mike Reiner, Mike Soroy, Groobs, and of course, Danny Bayless. Hope everyone's driving safe out there. Kind of a wet day in the Metroplex. Get the mop up where we're listening to your iHeartRadio talkbacks. You just hit that red microphone button on the app. If you just search 97.1 The Freak, you hit that red button, you can leave us up to a 30-second voicemail. We'll kind of sift through those and play the best stuff. And you can kind of clean up some of the things you might have heard on the show. But right now, as we do every day at 10:05, we do a segment that features the person on this show who keeps it all together. Because we're all a mess, and she's the one who's responsible for keeping us in line, unless she's not. Yeah. Give it up for Julie Dobbs and Run the Jewels. Run them jewels fast.
Run them jewels fast. Thank you, Kevin.
Brought to you by the Golden Chick.
The Golden Chick. Our friends at Golden Chick. We love us some Golden Chick. I think that's what I'm going to feed my family tonight, if we're being honest.
I'm coming to your house then.
Come on.
Did
come
you bring on. Me chicken?
Not today, but we're working on something.
I thought we worked out a trade.
Yeah, we did, but okay. I'm not delivering it today, but we're working on something.
Then I'm not going to ask anyone to deliver your security system today.
You can still do that. So I saw this one thing. This is going to be, like I said in the tease, woman talking. We're going to talk about some woman stuff.
Oh, yay.
Kind of.
You ready, Kevin?
We need to be educated on this,
yeah.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not good at this topic.
They're all sort of women-related things. This first one stopped me down when I saw it because it was really funny and awesome. So I saw it was actually a tweet, and this is titled Crash Diet for Women, published by Vogue in 1977. So in 1977, it was really important to women that they are skinny. You know, and like, still, we're all trying our hardest, but I feel like they took it to the next level back then. They were supposed to look a certain way. They were supposed to act a certain way. They were supposed to wear tights and take care of their man and look good when they come home from work and have their coffee or their dinner ready, right?
Back when they knew their place, you know, Kevin?
Yes.
Now
back when they knew their
we
place.
We sure try our hardest to do all of that, but there's just other things that sometimes get in the way.
Yeah, those were clearly worse times, Jeff.
Once they started voting, goodness gracious.
I know. Just all hell broke loose.
Yeah, we started that boulder
working,
downhill.
Doing radio shows.
Opened up women have a microphone.
A lot of avenues. Let them take driving tests. Can you believe it?
I know.
You know they ain't passing, but they're still getting licenses because preferential treatment.
The audacity of society these days.
What am I going to do with you fools?
I love women, and I'm sorry about the history of our world and how we treated you.
It's okay. I mean,
I do my own laundry.
I know.
I
women
wipe my own butt.
Now that that love that, right? And I try too, but I know a lot of women who love that. They love like staying home and cooking and baking and cleaning and. They do keep up their appearance probably a lot better than those of us that don't have much time to go to all of the appointments and the money to do the nails and the hair and everything all the time. And so there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Mad respect.
Yeah, we just don't have to wedge anyone into a this is what you're supposed to be.
Exactly.
You get to be what you want.
Exactly. But this crash diet poor women that was published in Vogue back in 1977. So this was legit to where Vogue is like, all right, let's tell all the ladies this will work for them.
Three grapes and a glass of water.
So the goal of this diet is to lose 5 pounds in 3 days.
That's not good.
That's not healthy, probably.
And it looks like this diet is titled, which is very similar to my life, Wine and Eggs.
Oh!
That's the title of this diet, okay? I love wine and I love eggs, so I'm thinking about this diet.
Okay.
For breakfast, one egg, hard-boiled.
Ew.
One glass white wine.
Well, you just woke up.
You just woke up. But this will help you feel good, look good. Look good, feel good, lose 5 pounds.
One strip of bacon and a shot of Fireball. Ready for the day.
It's a little different, though. The egg and the bacon, a little different qualities.
Turkey bacon.
One hard-boiled egg, one glass of white wine.
Okay.
It's supposed to be dry white wine.
All right.
And then some black coffee.
All right.
That's all you get for breakfast,
kinda
right?
Kind of push it through your system real quick.
See, Fireball was going to do both of those for me.
Yeah.
So you've got your wine, you've got your hard-boiled egg, and your coffee. Carry on till lunchtime. At lunchtime, we are allowed 2 eggs.
Hell yeah.
Hard-boiled is best, but poached if necessary. Like, if you feel the need to poach an egg, you can.
Steal it?
I don't have time to poach an egg.
You know what poaching is stealing?
No. Have you ever had a poached egg?
I haven't.
It's actually really good.
I love scrambled eggs. I kind of fear any other kind of egg.
Really?
I don't
go back to the 7-year-old thing.
Yes. I don't like the over easy or medium or hard, because when you poke the little lumpy and then it goes.
Okay, yeah, that's over easy.
Amazing.
That's gross.
That's over easy and sometimes over medium. Over hard, you won't have any.
Yeah. Because if there's 2 things I don't like in this world, it's the wee and the.
Yeah, but have you tried taking your toast and dipping it in the.
Yeah, that's actually not bad.
It's not bad.
The yolky.
I don't want to have to scoop the.
And get a little bacon in there, too. Okay,
so for lunch, you get one piece of wheat toast and a shot of McCormick's vodka.
Yeah, you can have any toast.
2 eggs. Hard-boiled is best, but poached if necessary, which I love. I just have to poach my egg. 2 glasses of white wine. We're up to 2 glasses of white wine for lunch.
Damn, 3 on the day by 12:30.
Your crash diet is get drunk.
Get drunk, and then...
And eat breakfast?
You still get your coffee, black coffee.
Again?
Again, wine, at lunch.
Wine and eggs is an expensive diet these days, though.
Yeah, you're right, man.
No one can afford these eggs.
Yeah, these days. Back in 1977, I think it was a little bit better. All right, you ready for a big dinner? So...
How many eggs do we get?
Let's look at what we've had on the day. It is dinner time, and we've had 3 hard-boiled eggs. We've had 3 glasses of white wine. Dry wine, preferably, and some black coffee.
A couple of cups of coffee or one?
That's all we got. It just says black coffee. It doesn't give you a definitive number of how much coffee.
We'll say the standard 8 ounces.
But no cream, no sugar,
mm-hmm.
Black coffee.
That's right.
Dinner, we've got 5 ounces of steak.
Oh my God.
Now we're talking 5 ounces.
Hell yeah.
Grilled with black pepper, lemon juice. Then guess what? You get to drink the remainder of your white wine. You get 1 bottle of wine a day with this diet. And then?
You should just carry around the bottle.
Black coffee.
Gosh, coffee again at night. Okay.
Yep. So that's it.
So they're trying to digest your food as fast as possible.
They are.
So
doesn't this sound like just it'll wreck your stomach?
Yes.
I want to ask our dietitian speakeasy listeners here on your home for local talk and fun and sport. Is 3 eggs, half a steak, 3 cups of coffee, and a bottle of wine a good diet?
I don't think that it should
be. I mean, if it's working, then maybe it is. My question is just kind of, you got to be getting hungry like 3 o'clock in the afternoon if you've only had 3 hard-boiled eggs.
Well, they probably, I don't know if it's in the article, but they probably advise that you pick up a nicotine habit. That'll help to crave that appetite for you. I just put in a dip instead of eating. Looks great.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that things have changed a little bit and now we're allowed to eat food. And
congrats.
But I still appreciate drinking a bottle of wine a day. There's nothing wrong with that.
A day?
Let's spread out.
That does seem like a lot, though.
No, I drink a bottle of Fireball a day.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore. But there was a time, maybe one
bottle
of wine.
They don't have water in there? There's no water in that diet? Because that's usually a big thing for losing weight. Drink a bunch of water.
I think that you get it in your wine and coffee. That's where your water comes from.
It's a primary ingredient in those things.
Yep. So my next story also has to do with women a little bit.
Damn it.
And M&M's.
Are they hot?
Have y'all heard about the M&M thing?
I have heard about this, and this is damn ridiculous.
We have to talk about it. So M&M's is replacing their spokes candies.
Why?
All the different colors, the little guys with the arms and the legs and that we've learned to love over the years.
He does exist. They do exist when the candies run into Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm. They are going on an indefinite pause. So maybe they'll come back.
I hope so. I like them.
They're replacing them with actress Maya Rudolph, which isn't so bad. We all seem to like Maya Rudolph. She's funny and she's interesting.
She's great.
But the reason is because something that I think is just maybe a little much. So when they, about a year ago, they changed the footwear on the M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so it was the green M&M, I believe, who went from wearing the go-go boots with the heels to sneakers.
Okay.
And then there was another M&M that was switched from like kitten heels to sneakers.
So that's how we were sexualizing the M&Ms?
People were upset because
guys,
the
M&Ms
were being
green
sexualized M&M. And the green M&M was getting a little too sexy for people's liking that are just watching TV or shopping at the store, not looking to get all excited.
KT, which M&M made you the most amorous?
The green one.
When she had the go-go boots?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
And those big, those nice lips.
Nice lips on the M&M.
Looking all chocolatey.
The brand had introduced a new purple M&M in September, which was meant to represent acceptance and inclusivity. So,
The transgender M&M.
There was Tutti a purple.
Fruity. Good booty.
There was a purple M&M that was introduced to try and temper the people that were upset by the sexy M&Ms. But that is not enough. So now they have Maya Rudolph. She's going to be starring in the brand's upcoming Super Bowl campaign. She'll assume the role of, quote, chief of fun.
Oh, I like that.
Similar to a role that Brett Hull held with the Dallas Stars.
Yep.
For a while.
And Groobs
back
with the
about
Frisco
10 years ago.
Rough Riders.
The ambassador of fun, Groobs, with the Rough Riders.
Can we get a round table of people who were turned on by the green M&M?
I bet there's a lot of people, honestly.
What are you
going to
talk about at this round table?
How come we can't have M&Ms without you getting aroused? Like, what happens when you get a bag of it? You just get way too horned up. Oh,
yeah.
Six green. Oh.
It's weird. But also, so I know the outrage over the purple one was like International Women's Day or something like that.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then all the political channels just started weighing in and talking about M&M's are woke now.
Woke M&M's from Fox News.
Oh,
yes.
Crazy. No comment on anything political ever.
Yeah.
So let's go. I like M&M's.
Yeah. M&M said being polarizing is the last thing that they wanted since they're all about bringing people together. Therefore, we've decided to take an indefinite pause on the spokes candies. It's not clear how long the pause will last. They posted a video on social media just last Sunday featuring the mascots in celebration of the Lunar New Year. So anyway, now we're going to be switching to Maya Rudolph and we're going to see a new look M&M's. And if you love those little cute M&M's with their feet and their shoes and their legs, then we're not going to see them for a while.
Skittles has been in trouble because they've been supporting gay rights too much.
Really?
Taste the rainbow.
Okay. I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm. Having fun?
I think we need to get George W. and Obama together to debate this M&M thing. Just see if we can't find a happy middle ground on which M&Ms turn us on.
I bet that'd be a pretty civil debate.
Or we get George W. and Michelle Obama. Like, they're homies. They're besties. Mm-hmm. And we could have the big M&M debate of 2023.
Yeah, I don't know.
If a candy was really going to get canceled, which one would it be?
Well,
I'm just going to say that I always thought Gushers were shocking.
They're shocking because you're not expecting that.
And air,
the juice to ooze out.
Airheads.
Yeah.
A Tootsie Roll.
Ah, Toots. That's offensive.
Yeah.
Yep.
Crybabies. Isn't that a...
Tear jerkers?
Tear jerkers, yeah. I thought they were called crybabies, and now we can't say that because it's bullying. Tear jerkers.
It's tough, man.
Yeah, it is. So,
it should be the Snicker bar for being overrated.
Oh, I think so.
Interesting.
Wow. No nuts and candy.
I'm actually with you. It's overrated doesn't mean bad, by the way.
No. Yeah,
that's a thing. That's a common misconception.
But most people don't know the Crunch Bar is actually better.
No, it's not. Oh, but yeah, okay.
That's nuts.
Hey.
That's insane.
I'm with you on that.
What about when I make a declarative statement, my teammates stand and support me?
Yeah, but that one's too far with the Crunch Bar. If you would have said Twix, I would have been...
I am actually with you.
I love the Crunch Bar.
Yeah, not a big Snickers fan, but I do love a Crunch Bar.
You know what I like that a lot of people don't like? What? Baby Ruth. Sneaking a baby Ruth. I know you don't like nuts in there. The payday, too, with the nuts on the outside.
Why do we have to call Ruth a baby? What did she do?
Oh,
I thought that was always like a Babe Ruth reference.
It probably is.
But
I was just trying to be the person that gets offended by candy.
Baby Ruthie?
Yes.
Totally nuts about payday. Totally nuts.
I like payday.
Do you remember that song?
No.
Payday is almost totally nuts.
I'm going to move on to tell y'all about something that I did yesterday that kind of changed my life.
You went to the meeting.
And this isn't just a woman thing, because anybody can do this. It's available to you.
Yeah, corporate meeting.
Mm-hmm. So I knew that we had a big corporate meeting that was 2 hours long after, waking up at 6 or 5 or whatever time I wake up. And then I knew that the kids were going to be all mine from 3 o'clock on, doing the bedtime, doing the chores, doing the everything, because there was a Dallas Stars game. So I'm thinking, okay, going to get out of here about 11, have to be back at 1. What should I do to capitalize on the only 2 hours that I have to myself this day? Play a little tennis the day before. I was feeling kind of sore.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought there's only one thing to do in this situation, and I can sneak it into this 2 hour window.
There's a little cushion there, yeah.
I'm going to go get a massage.
All right.
So I don't know if y'all have tried these massage places that are literally everywhere.
I've never had a massage.
Whoa! You've never had a massage?
Kevin.
Okay. So like 5 years ago or so, Kelly and I discovered these massage places. They're often titled like foot care. Or there's one called Soul Therapy, but it's S-O-L-E. There's a Ya-Ya Foot Spa. The one I found yesterday, Fa-Fa.
Fa-Fa?
Fa-Fa Foot Spa. But they're amazing. So you often think of, when you hear about a massage, you think you're going to have to spend like $150 and it's going to be at some spa and it's going to be really fancy. But you also don't want it to be like, you know, seedy. Or something where you feel uncomfortable, I guess.
Sure. I guess for any place you go to, though.
And it depends who you're talking to. Some people want it to be CD so that they can feel like there's ability to do stuff there.
Would Sean Robert Watson. Kraft go there?
Yes. Robert Kraft and Deshaun Watson jump on a plane together. How does this joke end?
You're saying a place that's open for negotiation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that I don't know about. Like, I don't think that I've ever been anywhere where you could negotiate. I don't know that I would know, though, I guess, if I had.
I think it's not that common. And I think the few instances that are out there have made it seem to a lot of people that it is that common.
Yeah.
I could be wrong. Because I've never had a massage. But I don't think it's as common as the world believes.
I don't think it's very common.
I don't either. And this is kind of why I'm talking about this is because these people are... The people that work at these places, they're amazing at what they do. And it can change your day. It can change your life. So I did a 30-minute... back 30-minute foot massage. Ooh. 60 minutes, $50, and that was even a little more than some of the other ones I've been to. Like,
yeah.
I feel like because there's so many of these places, they all compete with each other on price, so you can get like 60 minutes for $36 if you're lucky at some of these places, and it you feel completely safe, completely comfortable. And it's amazing. I mean, it was one of the best massages that I've had yesterday. And I left that place and I just felt like ready to take on that meeting, ready to take on the world, ready to take on taking care of my kids by myself all evening. It was so good. And so this is a shout out to them because I do want them to stay in business and have a lot of people that maybe don't know about them, or you drive by, they're often in a strip mall. It says foot care or something like that. It has a big picture of the foot reflexology, that kind of thing. Y'all, they're amazing.
Can we talk you into getting a massage, KT?
Yeah.
Okay. I just didn't know if you were one of the people who's just uncomfortable with it and opposed in
some
way.
No, I've just never really even thought about it.
Really?
Yeah.
There is the awkward...
I think you'd love it.
I think I would, too.
Do you have a man-woman preference?
I would like a little bit of both.
Okay.
Well, you don't get two.
Huh?
You probably have to pay extra for that. That's an extra service.
A little bit of both.
My only thing about the massage thing is it turns out I'm a giant P-word.
Hey.
Oh, really?
But I'm not going to tell them because you don't want to admit that. But
why? Who cares?
Every time I've gotten a massage... It's taken me a while to get to where I was relaxed at all because I'm like, yeah, jeez. There's some strong hands in that thing.
Well, you can tell them what you like, like light, medium, or hard. Or
really?
Yeah.
They have settings for their hands?
I want the deep tissue. I like the deep tissue.
Some places you can literally fill it out, like circle body parts and say what sort of intensity you're looking for.
Well, you're a guy like me. How do you even know?
Well, you say start easy.
Because you'd hate to get in there and circle the easy, and then you're like, well, this didn't do anything for me.
Circle your feet and just be like, I'm a foot guy.
I don't want anyone touching my feet. I hate feet.
Maybe they just need a little love.
Ticklish.
Can we get KT to get a pedicure?
No.
Come on.
I got perfect feet. I'm good.
For the radio. You get the little fishies?
Oh, well, that's a whole nother thing. The fishies that chomp off your dead skin.
Yeah,
did that at an airport once.
I want no... That feels like fingernails on a chalkboard to me.
I've done the pedicure twice, and both times I apologize as it gets going.
I like chalk.
Just real sorry about this.
And really?
They're always like, it's fine, it's fine.
They don't care. Like that's their job, and they're making money. You're paying pretty good money.
Yeah.
But a real quick list of if you are new to a massage.
Yes.
Because this is good. I was Googling it yesterday to find one nearby our office, and I came across this list, and I thought, this is interesting. I should do a PSA. If you do go to get a massage, these are some of the things that you should not say or do with the massage therapist.
Now, is this written for Deshaun or for all
people?
No,
I think this is just for the average person.
Okay. Assume that
this is not for Deshaun Watson.
Deshaun or Robert Kraft.
Okay.
Do not ask your massage therapist to go see a movie or come to your house, etc. Right? Keep it professional. I don't think you guys would.
I agree with the first
one. This one's interesting.
Academy Awards nominations just came out today. So ask her to go see a movie.
This one's interesting because you could do this maybe on accident.
Seems harmless.
Yeah.
Excessive noises. They don't like that.
Well, what?
I grunt. I'm a sound maker.
That's a tough one.
If something feels good, I'm going to hit you with a...
It says moaning. Noises happen. Moaning when something feels good happens. Please don't stare at us when you do it.
Oh, okay. I can follow that rule.
Just be aware that if you're loud enough, the neighboring rooms might hear you as well. And we're trying to keep things quiet. Okay.
Staring at them and just go,
Don't comment on their looks or attractiveness. Even if you're just trying to be nice, oh, you look nice today. They don't want to hear that.
Yeah, this should go down to business.
Let's get down to business.
Pay
don't
me,
talk to
I'll
us
get,
about
I'll
how
get
we
after
look.
It.
This one's interesting
Make
because
it sound like a tennis match.
I've never done this personally, but they don't want you. So they're going to let you get comfortable, if you will, and choose what you want to wear, right?
I leave the undies on, and that's it.
Yeah. So this isn't even about that, but
I don't want them to look at my
stomach. Because I don't
want
to go there. But they don't want you to poke your head out of the room and tell them that you're ready.
Hey.
Like, you know, because they'll leave, and then they'll come back, and they'll knock on the door, and then they'll go in, and you'll
have
your
massage.
They don't want you to be like, hey, I'm ready, because they're busy doing things, too, and this is their time to prep. And you could also be disturbing somebody next to you.
Hey, I got places to be. Can we get on this cat?
I do like to walk out in a robe and then just pull that thing out there.
Pull a Tim Allen.
Ready!
Don't start undressing while we are still in the room. Okay. That should be obvious.
This is important because I think anybody who goes for their first massage, you have so many things you don't know what protocol is.
Yes, that's why I thought this was interesting.
Yeah.
Don't start undressing while they're still in the room. Don't touch them at all.
Of course.
Not even,
It was without saying.
It does. Don't touch them.
Your turn, honey.
Even if it's like a, hey, pat on the back. Like, none of that.
Thanks,
don't touch
big
them.
Boy.
Don't be late and then expect them to give you your full time. Mm. If you're 15 minutes late, then you're getting a 45-minute massage instead of a 60-minute massage, and that's on you.
Can I ask two specific questions?
Okay.
Okay, so if you don't know what's going to happen to your body, how it's going to react to this, A, what if
where are we going here?
Make a toot. Because they just popped it. Your back or something like
you need to make a poo-poo.
They just cracked the gas out of your body.
I'm sure that they've seen it. I'm sure that happens. Probably unfazed.
Probably happens more often than you think.
What if, on accident, against your will,
it happens?
You popped a boner.
It happens. You don't worry about it. They won't worry about it. Don't try to thrust it towards them.
Don't
just
worry.
Now
I
have no comment on this.
I've never popped a boner.
I don't know why I asked Julie that question.
I have. This guy had just the right touch.
You pitched a tent in the middle of a massage?
Yeah.
Nice.
Look.
Oh, it was a guy.
Yeah. He was hitting off right now. No, you might have some.
Interesting.
You might have a little action happen, and they understand physical touch can do that, and you just move on with your day.
You're reaching sensations you don't normally experience, so it excites your body. That makes sense.
Especially during the feet.
I will say, when I've only had females.
Yeah,
I don't want a man rubbing me down.
Come on, Matt.
Nah.
I think it does. Oh my gosh, it doesn't even matter. It just feels so good. They found a couple knots in my shoulders yesterday, and I swear he spent like 10 minutes on each one, and I just left feeling, because you have certain places where your stress gathers in your body. So that's my PSA. Support these people and
absolutely.
Go find yourself a little foot care, foot therapy. Kevin, you're going to get a massage and you're going to tell us all about it.
Support local business and get a massage. I think, Matt, you should open up your legs, your mind to having a guy give you a massage.
I won't, but
what
I would
you
be.
Say?
Huh? He knows what he said, and you know what he said, and Matt knows what he
that
said.
That being said, you really should go get one. They're great. They're fantastic.
Massages are wonderful. Them is facts. What else is wonderful is getting feedback from you guys on our show. We love doing that. Thank you for being a part of the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak. Your home for the local talk, local fun, local sport. That is us. And we'll hear from you guys next. We call it the mop-up. You reacting to our show and trying to fix things for us. Thank you.
Hey, guys. It is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.